Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This hour of Armstrong and Getty is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
Of Americans say they're addicted to their phones. Amazing that so many people would admit to that. I'm not addicted to my phone. I'm addicted to what's on my phone. Like, people are addicted to drugs. Nobody's addicted to spoons and belts. No one goes to Bottleaholics Anonymous. I shouldn't say no one. Maybe there's someone who's addicted to making that toot toot train noise with the empty bottles.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Worth pointing out, what is it on my phone that I'm addicted to?
The phone is just the delivery mechanism.
Yeah, yeah. Where it bothers me the most is my attention span for long-form reading. That's what bothers me the most. Yep. And every once in a while, I have some sort of breakthrough, and I feel like I've cured it, and then I backslide again. Where I, like, read a book, like, spend the weekend just reading a book, and it's so freaking great. It's like the amount of enjoyment it brings me is amazing.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I keep that going? But then I get back into the Twitter text world again.
Scroll up what's new, posted in the last 3 minutes.
And then, I just can't get back into the book.
You're killing me with
this. It seems so ponderous to read this giant book.
Nothing ponderous.
I have a book I'm anxious to read. I'm excited to read. And every time I look at it, I think, oh, no, I can't do that. Then I go back to flipping through crap on my phone.
You know, I'm gonna finish a book this month. I'm gonna make that commitment to myself. I'm gonna finish a book this month. I will start and finish a book. I'm not just gonna jump in like midway.
Excellent clarification. Don't want to get legalistic on you.
Read the last chapter. I finished another book.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. That's quite a book. A
couple of short things. Well, we should mention this. Hearing in Washington, D.C., the significance of it? I don't know. It's the Attorney General in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee talking about the Mueller report. But they're in break right now. Not a lot of excitement in the first half. They're at break. Second half includes three presidential candidates that are struggling in the polls.
Right.
And they all three have a good reason to swing for the fences.
And we will bring you those highlights. Most likely tomorrow, which is plenty soon enough.
Senator Cory Booker, Senator Amy Klobuchar, and Senator Kamala Harris, all three have a reason to try to make some noise. So might get excited exciting this afternoon. James Holzer, however you pronounce his name?
Oh, the Jeopardy guy.
Won again on Jeopardy last night, 19th win, third longest streak.
The top five single winningest episodes, he has all five of them.
Aside from that, which is pretty impressive, I heard analysis on somewhere I thought was really good. He's doing to Jeopardy what the Golden State Warriors did to basketball.
Yes.
Everybody knew a three-point shot was worth more than a two-point shot, but you can only take so many because you miss a certain percent, blah, blah, blah. And then the Warriors just came along, no, we're going to shoot it from 3 points all the time.
Right.
And make more of them.
Yeah,
right. He's doing the same thing with Jeopardy.
He game-theoried Jeopardy based on analytics and how he starts with the highest value dollar, builds up a bankroll, uses the hunts and pecks for the daily doubles, doubles up his substantial bankroll and just makes it impossible for anybody else to close the gap.
Mm.
He just does what everybody thought was a bad idea.
And the rest of the league will try to catch up now.
Yeah.
Yeah, how interesting.
I saw one article talking about how this is the extension of the professionalization of Jeopardy, where it's not just kind of the amateur Cliff Clavins of the world who happen to know a lot of stuff. There's going to be people who specifically know, oh, no, there's an 80% chance out of these things that the Daily Double's in this spot.
And did you know, you're not about to do that, are you?
No.
Did you know there are $5 amounts you're not allowed to bet on Jeopardy?
Wait a minute.
Yes.
I can guess one.
Are they childish?
I'm sorry, it'd be a funny joke, but I can't remember
the
guy's
name. You can't bet $69?
Right. Who's the giggity guy from Family Guy?
Quagmire.
Yeah. Hey, Quagmire, you can't bet 69. Another number is 666.
Okay.
The number of the beast. I don't know.
What would happen if somebody did that on Jeopardy? Would the world come to a stop?
Disqualified.
The other three are 1488 and 1488 because they're all associated with white supremacy and or Nazis.
You got to be kidding.
The 88 thing, I think, is because it's the HH. That's the eighth letter of the alphabet.
Good
you
Lord.
Know,
yeah.
There's
but again,
then there's this white supremacist who died in prison in 2007, and he had 88 precepts.
Okay, but if somebody did it and it weren't against the rules, what would happen? I mean, what mayhem would ensue?
You can't have people signaling Nazis.
Yeah,
signaling them what?
To start.
To be more Nazi-ish.
Nazi Germany.
You okay with that? Jack's a Nazi.
Well, I never understand. I never understand these things.
Everybody is.
If you flash a sign secretly, what does that increase the amount of anything?
Well, if I'm Alex Trebek, as if he's like the only guy there, and it's not a big giant company, I don't want people using my show.
No, it's his living room. It's just his living room. Alex Trebek's house.
Nazis. And I will quote this this article. I steal all the time, but I try to credit people. On the bright side, you can bet 420 all damn day, and you just know Trebek be blazing.
I like where this is going. Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Well, what if people ruin other numbers? What if I'm out to ruin numbers? The number 710 is for people who like to kick puppies.
Right?
That's what that number means.
Oh, yeah. 7 kicks get you 10 hours of enjoyment. That's what we puppy kickers say.
That's our motto.
And I have a tattoo, 710.
The number 78, it means you're pro-slavery, so you never can use that number.
Right. Actually, seems 23 weird would be good. Two-thirds, like was in the original Constitution.
Okay, fine.
I'm pro-slavery. Yes. It's like I heard the other day the New York Yankees actually have a severe problem with they've retired so many numbers. Guys are like, how about 48? Oh, no, that was Lefty McGee back in 1912. All right, how about 49? Oh, no, that's Guts McGillicuddy.
A team can only retire 99 numbers.
Right. You got everybody running around with the number 7. Of course, that would be, that's Mickey Mantle's number,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah, I can't have
anyway,
that one.
Yeah, no, yeah, so evidently it's an issue.
So remember the story from Joe Biden's family? This is an unfortunate story. This is just tawdry is what it is.
Oh, I need to talk about how nudist organizations are coming out in favor of Biden because he liked to swim nude in front of staff.
Well, let's do both the Biden stories together when we come back then. We'll
put
them all together.
All right.
We did get this text I wanted to mention. So hold on. Joe refused to do any of the sexy accents yesterday, but since has offered his whale and his beagle impersonations.
That's right. I'm off of human accents. I'm more into animal sounds now.
Uncool.
My animal sounds have won awards, by the way. Some people make a couple animal sounds to entertain their kids. I labored at it for years. I would listen to the actual animal and
really?
Work at it. Oh, yeah. Very important to me.
Huh.
Some would say a total waste of the limited time you have on Earth. I would say...
You're listening to The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PUSH to 79645. That's PUSH to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PUSH to 79645. That's PUSH 72-79645.
This Mother's Day, send mom some happy from Sherry's Berries. Delicious dipped strawberries, just $19.99. Double the berries for $9.99 more, only at berries.com. Click the mic in the upper right and enter code 222. Topped with chocolate chips and pink shimmer sugar, these huge berries are oh so delicious. Satisfaction guaranteed. Mom's gonna love these. Don't wait. Mother's Day is next Sunday. Order now. Shop berries.com. Click the microphone in the upper right corner and enter code 222. That's berries.com. Code 222.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Now, try Babbel free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Your comfort and privacy is important. And products installed by Blindsided will improve the quality of life in your home. Enjoy the convenience of remote control power shades, blinds, or the elegant look of plantation shutters with expert installation. Comfort, privacy, and elegance in your home with expert craftsmanship from Blindsided. Call Bill today for an estimate at 945-3969. That's 945-3969.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
According to a new CNN poll of Democratic voters, Biden is currently the number one choice by a lot. He's 24 points ahead of his closest competitor, Bernie Sanders, who is in second place, which could mean a showdown between Biden and Bernie, which is exciting. You know, usually when a couple of 70-year-olds are in competition, the winner is whoever yells bingo first. So this is...
A couple of Joe Biden stories, as he is the faraway leader right now. So he had that, the reason he says he didn't run for president last time around, coming off a successful, based on the polls, two-term presidency, and he was the vice president, mm-hmm. he didn't run. Usually the vice president runs.
Right.
He didn't run because his son died of cancer. And Bo Biden died from cancer at the age of 46. And the story is, and it's an interesting story, so he's got another son, Hunter, who was married for decades and had several kids, left his wife and went and had an affair with his dead brother's wife.
Yeah.
Breaking up his previous family and then ended up marrying his brother's wife.
Mm.
And they just this week reported that they are splitting up.
Oh, boy.
2 years after that happened. So that's a rough situation.
Yeah, and we've actually had people like bring that up seriously. You guys ought to get into this. This could doom Biden.
It's just
I'm
interesting.
Like, hey, listen, I've tried as hard. Well, I know. That's my point. I've tried as hard as I can to get my kids coached up and turn them loose. Go live your life. Enjoy yourselves. Make your decisions. Make your mistakes. I don't have your leash in my hand anymore.
Well, this is a particularly interesting situation.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not interesting. I'm just saying you can't pin that on Joe Biden.
As Hunter Biden said this week, now that he's getting a divorce from his late brother's ex-wife, widow.
Yeah.
Having divorced his other wife. He said, I lost my mom and sister in a car wreck, then my brother to cancer. It's been a very difficult life.
Mm.
You know, I don't know what all those emotions would be like and everything like that. And what it was like between him and his brother's wife as he went through all the cancer. Who knows?
I don't even want to go there in my head.
I don't either.
Yeah, why are you taking me there?
I certainly don't assign any blame of any kind to Joe Biden over it.
Right. Yeah, that'd be crazy. So nudists are coming out and saying they're in favor of Biden because allegedly he likes to swim in the nude. Like John Quincy Adams before him.
I don't get that, swimming naked. Well, John Quincy Adams swimming in the nude, wouldn't that just be a lack of good swimsuits in the late 1700s, early 1800s?
First I shall don my swimming pantaloons.
Wool is not very floatable.
Exactly. Right. I can understand not having swim trunks back in the day.
Right.
Why Biden's swimming naked, I don't know.
Famous story that a female journalist could never get an interview with old JQA. And so one day went down to the riverbank and stole his clothes and said, you're not getting them back until you give me an interview.
Now that's journalism.
And he said, okay, I will. Plucky gal. I don't recall her name, but here's to her. But so anyway, allegedly Uncle Joe likes to swim in the nude, including, according to that Ronald Kessler fellow who wrote those Secret Service tell-all books, he did it in front of female Secret Service gals and other staffers who hated it. But anyway, somebody went around getting statements from, for instance, Eric Shuthauf, executive director of the American Association for Nude Recreation, who said, and I quote, "We are encouraged by the prospect. We are encouraged by the prospect that someone who understands how much you enjoy your birthday suit is seeking higher office. That's a great thing."
I don't understand you, nude enthusiasts. Why you feel like you're fighting the good fight?
All right.
Don't get that.
Take a guess. What percentage of Americans have engaged in skinny dipping? Well, that's skinny dipping. If you haven't ever, you're a fool.
Yeah, you should try it. It's great.
Define skinny dipping.
It's
is it
so
just swimming
sexy.
Naked at any point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think everybody.
It's actually less than I thought it was. Had kicked it nudist style, but that doesn't count. He says 18% of Americans have engaged in skinny dipping. Polling indicates even greater interest among young adults. Wow. Wow. Did he go into the obvious archives and dig that one out of the holiest of holies?
Skinny dipping, almost always with other people who also want to do that, is completely different than you work here, you have to be here, you have no choice, and I'm going to walk around naked in front of you, and oh, by the way, you're sworn to secrecy.
Right.
I don't know why, but I feel differently the fact that it was Secret Service people kind of in a security detail as opposed to, like, campaign aides or something like that.
If it was anybody that could quit or complain, that's between y'all, if you're okay with that, I guess, but...
It's all about power, Jack, power relationships.
Well, I don't know, is this an unfair comparison of a sports reporter who has to go into a locker room to do their job. right? Like, I hate the fact that they stand there without a towel to answer the questions, but that's kind of, that's the job that I signed up for.
Right.
If you're a Secret Service protector, your thing is, I got to go with this guy wherever he goes.
Do athletes do that as a power play?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
They do?
Yeah. If I got to answer your stupid questions, you're going to have to look at my junk.
Oh, God.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Oh.
Please. I'd like to make it clear to reporters all over the world. I'd gladly answer your questions with my pants on. He goes on to say,
I'm surprised this hasn't become a bigger deal. Is it going to at some point? At some point, he's going to have to say, no, that didn't happen. Isn't he? Isn't somebody going to ask him? I would think now, since we've heard this playbook over and over again, not that I have any reason to think Joe Biden was taking it that direction, but this is what Charlie Rose did. This is what a number of people did that ended up being sexual pervs. So I would think he'd have to answer the question just for that reason.
That's a good point. I mean, yeah. Charlie's... That's a good point. It really seems like not only Charlie Rose, but a couple other people whose play was, oh, look, my robe is open. Old Rapey Weinstein did that,
yeah.
Among others.
Charlize Theron's out with a story. She's got a new movie out. Bothers me a little that she's telling this story the day that her new movie comes out, you know? Kind of makes it seem like you're still part of the whole Hollywood thing. You saved this story about how disgusting Hollywood is for whenever it would benefit you financially.
I don't like the look of your movie company and the rest of it.
Yeah,
I hear you.
But anyway, doing the interview rounds this week with her new movie with Seth Rogen, she said her first job interview in Hollywood, she was 19. She didn't name the producer, which, why is she keeping it a secret? I have no idea. She said he's still a really big deal and powerful.
That's why.
God, you're Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
You'd think you could come forward and say it. But anyway, she was 19 years old. She got her first opportunity to try out for a film, and she was told to go to this guy's house 9:30 at night. I'm thinking that's a terrible idea.
Wow.
If I'm your dad, I'm saying don't go to some guy's house at 9:30 at night. But anyway.
For a job interview?
Right. Well, to the movie business.
Go, go, go. Around the clock.
To read some lines. And imagine what she looked like at 19. I mean, she's a pretty stunning woman. But anyway, she goes to this guy's house. Guess what? He shows up in a robe and nothing else, with a drink in his hand, offers her a drink as a 19-year-old, sits next to her on the couch, puts his hand on his leg. She asks, do you want me to read some lines? And he says, no, let's just talk and get to know each other. And then he tried to kiss her, and she got up and left, and she was been mad at herself ever since for being so stupid, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm.
But, so that's the playbook. That's the playbook on that.
Wow.
And, you know, as Sean always says, you would only do that because it was working.
Right.
She is right there on with, there's Charlize Theron right now promoting her movie.
Yeah.
But she's keeping the guy's name secret, and she didn't even tell the story until it would be, and she had a movie coming out.
How much is the sweat building up on the back of that guy's neck?
Yeah, right.
Well, she's already said she's keeping it quiet, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he's powerful. What's that got to do with it? You got more money than you could ever spend. You won an Oscar.
Yeah, if you can't say it.
Yeah.
Who could?
Yeah, no kidding. What's coming up in your news, Marsha Phillips?
Well, Attorney General Barr telling lawmakers he's now frustrated with Robert Mueller. Google employees, public shaming of their company, and we have big Yeti news coming up.
Big Yeti news?
Yes. I would say any Yeti news is big Yeti news.
Wow. Are we talking about the cup that keeps your drinks cold, or are we talking about Sasquatch?
Oh, we're talking about Sasquatch.
Okay. Indeed, yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Bigfoot of the slopes.
Yes. Coming up on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PUSH to 79645. That's PUSH to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PUSH to 79645. That's PUSH to 79645.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know. Nationally, and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Are you looking for a place with a fun and relaxing atmosphere to unwind after a long workday? Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has just what you're looking for. Easy to find at 2155 Hilltop Drive. Let owners Robert and Rhonda Hansen welcome you to your new favorite spot in town. Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has a great selection of beer on tap, fine wines, weekly live music, and a food menu that's currently the best-kept secret in Reading. Open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4. Clean, classy, and relaxing. Head to Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar. By far, the friendliest bar.
The annual Orchard Nutrition Health Fair is coming Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's your chance to enjoy lots of free samples of items all related to your health, including a barbecue, fun for the kids, a chance to meet your favorite radio personalities, and great music from DJ Bobette. Find out about organic groceries, vitamins and supplements, and so much more. And the event is absolutely free. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We should air this again for anybody who didn't hear it. The highlight of the hearing so far.
Yes. Highlight? Easily amused.
Lindsey Graham reading texts from FBI agents with something like this.
October the 19th, 2016. Trump is a f***ing idiot.
Reading text or interior monologue, you decide.
No, he was he was reading a text.
So that's the chair of the Judiciary Committee. Yeah. So I haven't seen the video, but our producer Hanson was just saying, if you look at the video, which we have at armstrongandgetty.com, he clearly was looking forward to dropping an F-bomb in front of everybody.
How dare you?
For a little shock and awe.
Wow.
Well, there was shock and there was awe after that.
I wonder if he just plain thought, I'm going to make the headline right here.
Right.
This is going to usurp anybody else's attempt to be the clip of the day.
Oh, boy.
And he's right. Yeah. It worked.
Yeah.
Let's get the news now with Marshall Phillips.
Well, word is for the second round of hearings, the House Judiciary Committee is considering adding an additional hour of questioning during Attorney General Bill Barr's hearing tomorrow. They want to tack on another hour.
Really?
Yes.
Is it because they're not going to get to everybody?
This is from Nadler. He's saying, we want more time.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens there.
Well, he's just asking for this, that, and the other, and the rest of it, and getting what he can get.
Barr, meanwhile, testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee about the Mueller report, in a letter that was dated March 27th, the special counsel says there was public confusion about the results of the investigation following Barr's four-page summary to Congress. During his testimony today, Barr repeatedly expressed frustration with Mueller for not coming to a conclusion on obstruction of justice.
I think that if he felt that he shouldn't go down the path of making a traditional prosecutive decision, then he shouldn't have investigated. That was the time to pull up.
I wish I was as good at arguing as Bill Barr is.
Yeah. Oh, he's world class, man. You cannot argue him into a corner, please.
Barr saying he's not totally sure why the special counsel didn't reach a conclusion about the obstruction charges or suggestions. Senator Lindsey Graham asking at one point,
as to obstruction of justice, were you surprised he was going to let you decide?
Yes, I was surprised.
And there you go.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I will be interested in when Mueller testifies, being asked about that. What did you expect to happen? What did you want to happen?
I read one commentator, I don't recall who, say it seems pretty clear, having worked on this sort of thing, that they just had a divided crew, the inner sanctum of Mueller's people. Some thought, yeah, it's obstruction. Some said, no, it is not. And so they just had to, you know, hand over the half-baked cake and say, I'll do with this what you want.
The main lawyer they have on Fox, Judge Napolitano, is hardcore. There are several examples of clear-cut obstruction of justice in there. And there's no way Judge Napolitano is saying that because it's making him any friends at Fox among the viewers or the people who run the place.
Right.
It must just be what he believes. So there are strong opinions on either side of this, depending on your legal views, I guess.
Yeah, I frequently like the judge because he expresses libertarian principles pretty eloquently, but he also despises Donald Trump, and I disagree with him on this, but that's fine.
Venezuelans are taken to the streets again today in what opposition leader Juan Guaido claims will be the largest march in their history. There's already been some exchanges between Guaido and Maduro's supporters. There's also been more tear gas fired. This coming a day after Guaido called for Venezuela's military to force out the president, Nicolas Maduro.
So far, it sounds more peaceful than if a conservative tries to speak at UC Berkeley I mean, let's not get too crazy about it.
If you're a dictator, don't you just take the deal and go live in France for the rest of your life or wherever they send you?
If it's me?
Yeah.
Oh, please, yeah. Dictating's stressful.
I'd be gone already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton on Maduro's current situation.
I think Maduro is now surrounded by scorpions in a bottle, and it's only a matter of time.
That sounds horrifying.
Yeah, it does. There's nothing pleasant about
it. What if they get out of the bottle?
Well, and it's got to be a big old bottle because he's a big old fat boy.
But so that whole I'm going to retire to another country thing doesn't always work out. That's the sort of the deal Trotsky made in Russia, getting out of Russia the way he
How'd
did.
How'd that end up?
And they found him and put an ice pick through his head.
Oh, boy.
Especially down in Mexico.
If one of the big heavies in the dictatorship world, Putin, is saying, don't you dare leave that country.
Right.
Maybe, you know, in his secret hotel of dictatordom, you know, he no longer gets the right. presidential suite. My metaphor went too far.
Google employees planning a sit-in at the Mountain View, California Googleplex today to protest...
The Googleplex.
To protest alleged retaliation for a previous protest they held.
Ah.
In tweets, the workers say 6 months ago we walked out, this time we're sitting in. They claim managers have been demoting employees and forcing them to take sick leave since 20,000 staged a walkout over the company's handling of sexual harassment complaints. So now, they're walking out, they're sitting in.
It's what you get for hiring a bunch of woke snowflakes. Never-ending protests. Enjoy!
Officials in India are making headlines after their discovery of some very large footprints in the Himalayas. Indian military officials posting pictures of the 32-inch footprints on Twitter, claiming they appear to belong to the legendary ape-like beast known as a Yeti. The officials say the footprints were found near a base camp in early April. Spokesman for India's defense ministry says the pictures were taken by the Army's mountaineering team and have been passed on to the scientific community for verification.
My kids will be very excited about a Bigfoot sighting.
32-inch footprints.
Michael, can you have...
beautiful hair.
Can you give me the ability to play audio, please? I believe I've captured the call of the Yeti. It sounds something like the internet sucks here.
32-inch... You got to custom order those shoes, don't you?
It's a big
old... Got to go to a specialty website.
It's not working.
Hence his name.
Very disappointing.
The Bigfoot. Is that where that comes from?
Bigfoot can't have tiny feet.
That's your news. I'm Marshall.
What if it's like calling a fat guy tiny? Sometimes you get ironic nicknames.
Yeah, all right. Right.
I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
If the Army found Yeti footprints, why didn't they...
The call of the Yeti.
So where did you get that? Where does that?
Last time I was in the Himalayas, I happened to be recording a voicemail, or what do you call it? A voice message to myself. Note to self, I believe Mount Everest to be the tallest mountain in the world. And then all of a sudden I heard the sound, the haunting cry.
That one's injured.
Excuse me.
I think I made that one.
I'm so sorry.
Beg your pardon.
Wow. Oh, classic.
Unfortunate there.
Yeah. Again, that sound was...
No, that's not good. So we got this text. If the Indian Army found Yeti footprints...
Maybe mixing some probiotics.
If the Indian Army found Yeti footprints, why didn't they track it? Yes, you got to follow 32-foot footprints, 32-inch footprints. I go ahead and I follow those and see where they go. I don't just think, oh, I'll be darned and go about my day.
Job's done. We found the one footprint.
Yeah, exactly. Although if I heard that noise, I might stay clear.
Oh, I'm telling you, it sends a chill through your heart, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Go on. Oh, boy.
Poor Yeti.
You all right in there?
You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
I'm a student.
I'm a professional.
I'm a woman.
And I shouldn't have to worry about walking alone, day or night.
I've heard it all.
Honey, give me a smile.
Harmless catcalls? I never know. I carry Tiger Lady. It's a revolutionary defense tool that's based on one of nature's most efficient defenses, a cat's retractable claws. It weighs less than my phone and is designed to collect DNA. Old-fashioned defense products are heavy, need batteries, or can backfire on me. Tiger Lady is discreet and fits in my hand. And when I make a fist, claws come out like a real-life Wolverine. It's easy to use, doesn't require training, and is legal in all 50 states.
Whether I'm out for a run or making my way around campus, I come prepared with my Tiger Lady.
3 million men and 19 million women have experienced at least one incident of sexual assault. Be aware and be prepared.
Tiger Lady makes an excellent gift for Mother's Day. For a limited time, go to TigerLady.com and use the code MOM to save 20% off your Tiger Lady order. Find your fears at TigerLady.com today.
This Mother's Day, send Mom some happy from Sherry's Berries. Delicious dipped strawberries, just $19.99. Double the berries for $9.99 more, only at berries.com. Click the mic in the upper right and enter code 222. Topped with chocolate chips and pink shimmer sugar, these huge berries are oh so delicious. Satisfaction guaranteed. Mom's gonna love these. Don't wait. Mother's Day is next Sunday. Order now. Shop berries.com. Click the microphone in the upper right corner and enter code 222. That's berries.com. Code 222.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Now, try Babbel free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Now, the company superimposes pictures of you onto backdrops of things like Hawaii, the Grand Canyon, and other popular vacation spots. Now, you may think this is a bit over the top, but it seems to actually be a growing trend. A survey by travel site JetCost says around 10% of people admitted to putting fake travel photos on their social media pages.
Posting photos of fake trips? Guys, come on. That is so sad. Like, if you want to make other people on social media jealous, don't just do it the old-fashioned way by pretending you're in a happy relationship, you know? Yeah, they sleep in separate bedrooms. Don't believe the hype.
Man, if you are putting on fake vacation pics, you're so far out of whack. I don't even know if you can get back in whack.
I'm telling you, I worry about that stuff.
When you're not doing it, because I'm not doing it. I'm not involved. I'm not on Facebook. If you're not doing it, it seems so crazy, but I'm not doing it and looking everybody else's and competing every day.
The popularity of the retouch your selfie thing, I mean, that's so ubiquitous now. I have a feeling, a pretty strong feeling, that my one kid doesn't even think there's anything nutty about that.
Oh, I don't think so. I brought up the Facetune app at a dinner we had not long ago with a bunch of people we work with, and the women there said, oh, yeah, I use it every single picture.
Yeah, it's great. Why wouldn't I use it?
Why wouldn't I use it? I use it every picture.
Wow.
I guarantee you that it's more common than not to do that.
Wow. Hey, my phone's exploding, and I looked at it. L.A. Times says, the family of a Chinese student admitted to Stanford paid $6.5 million to the consultant at the heart of the college admissions fraud thing.
That's the first Stanford, isn't it?
Then,
the Stanford was the sailing.
Oh, were they? I thought one of your elite universities got to claim they were off the hook, and it was Stanford, but one of them did.
New York Times. Prosecutors are pursuing more parents, dang it, in the college admissions fraud case.
Were any of them on early 90s sitcoms? Because otherwise I don't care.
Sparking fear in Southern California. Sending ripples of fear through elite circles in Southern California and stirring speculation about which well-heeled executive or celebrity might be the next to be charged.
Yeah, if it's not a milfish 90s sitcom star.
Where did Boomer Coach's kids go to college? I need to know.
Okay, so we're back to the beginning on this, though. So you're going to tell me a gazillionaire Chinese guy can pay a lot of money and get his kid into Stanford? I assumed that's the way it works.
I just like to see the high brought low. I don't think there's anything moral going on here at all. What about the people who couldn't be admitted because their spot was taken by
sucks.
They should have paid up.
That sucks. And no, I don't like it.
Right.
I don't like it, but just did someone think I didn't already believe that? or most of us. Did you actually at Stanford and Harvard and Yale, do you think that all of us that didn't go to those colleges, you think we believe everybody got in on merit? Because none of us believe that.
Right.
No, none of us, my whole life, none of us have believed that.
Wow.
We assumed that you know somebody rich or your dad's rich and donated a lot of money or something. That's what we all assume.
You know, USC labored for years to get rid of the image, the university for spoiled children. But it would appear, judging by statements from the lead prosecutor in the Boston courtroom where this is all going on, that there were more students, and it all centers around USC as recruited athletes based on fabricated qualifications.
How not shocking that in the heart of plastic surgeryville,
right?
That's the way it works. But again, I assumed that. I always have. To me, the only new information on this, to the whole thing, is that they didn't think we already knew that's the way it works. Of course. Yeah. Do I think also super smart people get in? Yeah. But I also think super rich, well-connected people get in. I've always believed that. I didn't need this big sting to convince me. Yeah, no kidding. So all those rich and powerful people, their kids just happen to be so smart that they go to the Harvards and Yales and USCs of the
right.
world.
They're super achievers.
All
yeah.
your movie stars We're and politicians, they're just all that much smarter than us. Their kids go to those colleges on merit alone. I never believed that. So you didn't really pull back the curtain on anything.
Again, to quote our former boss who was prosecuted in this, my daughter did get into Georgetown.
So I wonder, like her, yes. Since we know her pretty well,
yeah.
Did she think that we believed everybody that goes to those colleges got in on merit?
No, but she was hoping you thought that about her.
Yeah, and I did, actually.
Right.
And I did, actually, because she went to some pretty fancy universities.
Although just having gone through that process, I was at least skeptical. I was floored that an affluent white girl from the other end of the country would be admitted. I thought, wow, I was astonished.
That's
now I know why.
That's the other part of it. It's really hard to get in a lot of those universities as an affluent white kid to start with.
Yeah, if they have X number of slots open, yeah. They don't go for that. They go for Chinese nationals who are paying the full ride. Plus 6.5 mil in the case of the one Stanford student.
For me, is if that's going to be the thing and we all kind of nudge, nudge, wink, wink, hey, yeah, some people get their path greased there. You got to do a better job of covering your tracks than photoshopping a face onto a water polo player, right? Like, to me, that's the interesting, just how lazy they got with pretending that this was all real.
Which shows you how it just out in the open it was. Yeah. It was just, look, if you're rich and well-connected, give us some money, your kid gets in. And they didn't think they even needed to, like, work at hiding it.
We know you can't sail. It's fine. We do this all the time.
Yeah, this is the way it works.
Well, we got that note from a college athlete who got recruited to transfer, actually. And he said, to a more auspicious program, and he said, yeah, I'd love to do that, but, you know, I'm going to miss my girlfriend real bad. And the coach said, yeah, no problem, give me a day. And then suddenly the girlfriend was, I can't remember what, but so it's a routine. And like you say, they got a little lazy about it, but I don't know. I don't care that much. I think it's funny. I think it amuses me. But there are a list of outrages in the world. It's a fairly lengthy one, and I just don't have the time or energy to really get outraged at this
one. Well, right. Similar to the I don't compete on Facebook, so it just seems so crazy to me that some of you do. I'm not in that world. I'm not in the world of giving a damn what college my kids go to, so
right.
It's not going to have an effect on me.
Yeah, it's like going to the zoo and watching the animals. Isn't that interesting how the cheetah behaves? Isn't that interesting how the super elite of Southern California behave? I don't particularly care.
Yeah, that's
cheetah's a beautiful beast, though. Fast runner.
That's a lot of money. How do you, if you're Stanford, turn down that kid? How would you say no to that? $6 million?
Well,
make
they didn't
room
get
for
the
money.
Who got that money? I don't know. We'll
that's,
find out,
that's
I guess.
That's a good question.
Final thoughts with A&G. Yeah!
But all these universities already have billions and billions of dollars. What do they need the money for anyway?
Ah, you can always take more, huh?
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody. What now? Huh? Michelangelo, final thought?
Just a reminder that skinny dipping Joe Biden style may seem fun, but most people you don't want to see naked. Go to your local nude beach and you'll be reminded of this.
Yeah.
Gary, Marshall Phillips, your final thought.
I can say I am not tainted by any kind of scandal like the ones you guys were talking about. I can truly say my parents did not shell out big donations for me to get into Chaffey Junior College and or Cal State Fullerton.
Yes, I got into Colby Community College on my own merits,
Wow.
being alive.
Yes. Wow, fantastic.
That was my merit that got me in.
I could sign my name.
Yeah.
You're breathing. Come on in.
Positive Sean, a final thought for us?
Yeah, a mom in Arizona was attacked by bees after a wind blows a beehive off a tree and it fell on her head.
Oh, that sucks.
How was your day?
Her response when asked about it, she said, I'm happy that I'm not allergic. I'm glad it didn't happen to somebody who was, so I'm okay with it happening to me. She has figured out the secret to happiness.
Wow,
I
no
like
kidding.
This woman.
Yeah. That is a generous view of the
beautiful thing there, Sean. Would Jack a final thought for us?
My only final thought is, hey, Sasquatch, take it easy in there. You're going to blow out an O-ring. That's my final thought.
Oh.
You done in there? Not Yeti.
Boy. You should have told me to keep that sound around. My final thought is, I was watching some of the hearing where old Bill Barr is getting grilled. Some days you grill the bar, some days the bar grills you. But this various senators were trying to argue him into a corner, and old Bill Barr slapped them away like they're little fleas. He's like, listen, you may have been the second best arguer in Louisiana, Nebraska, but this guy is world class.
Your three presidential candidates coming up in the afternoon session, though, and they're going to get after it one way or another to try to make some noise.
Oh, yeah.
Three candidates that were supposed to be doing better in the polls than they currently are.
They're desperate for a headline, desperate for a soundbite.
Absolutely. So we'll pay attention to that. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
So many people who thank so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. We have the clicks, the links, the articles that we talked about. Plus, you can email us. It's something we ought to be talking about. Mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com.
We'll see you tomorrow. God bless America.
This is
historic act of devastating incompetence.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us.
Big mistake, but not too bad.
The fun level in this room is at an 11 right now, and that brought it down.
The ride is over!
The time for the clowns and the acrobats and the dancing bears has passed.
Get away from here. Get. Get.
And we apologize for our stupidity, and we really hope you forgive us for what we've done.
Thank you, and good night.
And the show's over.
What?
Bye-bye.
Trump is a f***ing idiot.
Armstrong and...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.